You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You are now listening to the Dynasty Rewind.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dynasty Rewind. I'm your host, Michael Bauer, the best in the business. Once again, back in business, joined as always by my faithful co-host, Nate, the not-so-professorly tonight, Professor Christian. What's up, Nate?
Oh, okay. Thanks. I mean, I got my glasses on.
I was hoping for a sweater vest.
Sorry, I didn't wear the sweater tonight. I have my little heater on. I didn't wear the sweater.
Do you own a sweater vest?
Not a sweater vest, no.
Would you like to?
No, not really. I got vests. I got lots of sweaters, but not a sweater vest.
So if you are an elder millennial such as myself, hopefully you do not have to date a preppy girl in high school and post high school like I did. I was always being gifted Abercrombie sweater vests. Thank you for always enclosing the gift receipt, Katie, which I would return it, get a gift card, and then give you the gift card because I wanted nothing to do with that nonsense. It may have been hot then, but the hotness now is Dynasty rookie draft picks. Guys, gals, your draft is coming up before you know it. Today's March 12th. We are 1 week away from spring, and your rookie drafts are going to be sprung upon you very, very soon. These picks are valuable now, Nate. They're only going to get more valuable. We know they're the most valuable when you're on the clock.
If you can make the deal, you know, it's important. If you can't, if you don't feel confident in your ability to make a deal, then don't sandbag.
That is true. And don't beanbag either. Let's get into it. So let's discuss what these picks are worth. We do have some comp values here. Let's get started. Start with everyone's favorite pick, the rookie 101 in Superflex, typically quarterback. And the given cost of said pick is Anthony Richardson and a 25 third. Nate, higher, lower, fair value? What are you thinking?
Higher, man. Higher than this. And yep. I think value wise, there might be some people who are more than happy to give the 101 away and get Anthony Richardson. Those people who love Anthony Richardson, they might choose Anthony Richardson over Caleb Williams because honestly, they're pretty close, like on somewhere like Keep Trade Cut. But for me, I am not convinced on Anthony Richardson yet. This is a guy that we have talked about all last offseason, not having enough games, comes in, plays 2.5 games his rookie year, and then misses the rest of the season. Look, I love the talent of the guy, but we all saw the Trey Lance situation, right? I mean, Anthony Richardson's done a lot more than Trey Lance has done already, but come on. Like, let's be careful moving forward. And you got Caleb Williams coming in. I want more than just a third-round pick. Mike, I think it needs to be an early second. I don't want to spoil, but you have a late first in there. I think that's where the value needs to be if I'm going to make that move, because I'm going to prefer Caleb Williams, and you got to convince me to move off of that pick. You got to convince me to not take the player that I think is a safe pick and risk it on a guy like Anthony Richardson, who we have a lot more questions. I have a lot more question marks about than Caleb Williams, even though AR is in a good situation, but he needs game time. He needs experience. He needs to show it more than just 2.5 games. So if I'm selling the 101, I'd rather have a guy like Trevor Lawrence, Kyler Murray, Jordan Love, one of those level quarterbacks, and you give me a first round pick within that top seven so I can get another stud as well as keep, you know, a good quarterback on my team. So that's the move I'd be making.
Would have loved to see Anthony Richardson come back and play another year. And I agree, it's higher as well. I do think you might need another first in there. And if I'm going to move this pick, a guy who can be a generational talent as he's being heralded, I want more consistency. Can I do this and somehow get Patrick Mahomes? Can I get Josh Allen? Those are the caliber of players I'm going after with the 101, not Anthony Richardson. That could look different in 5 years from now. We don't know what his career is going to hold, but you made a really good parallel there with the Trey Lance situation. That's a really, really good comp because there's so many question marks right now. By the way, yeah. I did see a tweet that Trey Lance is better than Dak Prescott. People, drugs are bad. Seriously. yeah. So, you know, Caleb Williams, man, better body of work in college. He's not as big of a project as Anthony Richardson. The only thing that Anthony Richardson has right now that Caleb Williams doesn't is their landing spot.
Yep.
That's it. But here's the thing. If you put both prospects out in this class, almost 99 times out of 100 people are taking Caleb Williams. So don't change that now. Let's move on to the next one. We're going to go middle of the pack where they say it's dangerous to be the rookie 105. This given cost, Jalen Waddle. Nate, higher, lower, fair?
We're going higher here. We're going higher here because, you know, I have Waddle kind of similar to Neighbors and Odunze. I think we have kind of similar tiered players there. Obviously, Rome Odunze and Malik Neighbors have the allure of the upside, the potential upside that they can be even better than Jalen Waddle. But if they were just Jalen Waddle, you'd probably be pretty happy with your pick, to be quite honest. So for me to move off of Waddle and move over to one of those guys, and once again, I'm saying, hey, you have to convince me to make the change from what I, you know, it's weird saying, hey, I think I'm making the, you know, this is the safe thing to keep Waddle. Even though there's Neighbors could be incredible, Roman Dunes, they could be incredible. They could be. They could also just be Waddle, and you'd be happy, like I said. So if I'm moving Waddle, I need like Waddle in the early second, like the 203, and then I'll move Waddle for one of those guys.
Yeah, I'm higher as well. And you know what the funny thing is? Jalen Waddle was over 1,000 yards last year. He was wide receiver 34. Shows how volatile the wide receiver position could be. And this could be Brock Bowers territory right here. So we're going to miss out on a guy that could be a generational tight end talent for the wide receiver 34. And I like Jalen Waddle. This is nothing against Jalen Waddle. But right now, coming off the board, Brock Bowers is going to be viewed as a top five dynasty tight end without ever playing a snap. Same thing happened with Kyle Pitts a few years ago, if you recall. If I'm moving to 105, I want guys who are ranked higher in their prospective tiers. I want like a guy like Trey McBride. If I could get a Breece Hall, I don't know if I could, but I would certainly try. You know, if I could move, or if I'm moving and trying to get more picks, I would move back for like the 109 and 204. If I could do that combination, I would consider that as well. But we got to go a little bit higher on that value there for us personally. So let's move on to the next one. We're sliding right down the board here, Nate. Let's go to the 108. We're going to Brian Thomas range here. So the given cost of the 108 in Superflex, Rashee Rice in a 25 third. Nate, higher, lower, fair value.
This is fair value, Mike. Fair. I'm a big Rashee Rice fan. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I like Brian Thomas. I think J.J. McCarthy is probably possibly my pick here at the 108 rather than Brian Thomas Jr. if I need a quarterback.
I like
that. But Rashee Rice, he's a wide receiver one from Mahomes. And everyone's wanted that for so long. They finally got it. And they're ready to, draft Xavier Worthy at the 108 rather than Brian Thomas because he goes to the Chiefs at 32 to play the MVS role. Come on. Rashee Rice, he's the guy that we wanted. We got him. Accept him. Appreciate him. Take the time to appreciate what you have before it goes away. And use the 108 to go get Rashee Rice, who is the wide receiver one for the best quarterback in the league, and go win your league. Don't go after Brian Thomas Jr., who has a lot of ability, but a rather decent chance to bust, I think. I'm not saying he's going to, but he's not a safe prospect as Neighbors or Odunze or Harrison. There's a reason he's in the next tier. I already know Rashee Rice is good. And he is like next level good after the catch, like almost Debo-esque statistically. So give me Rashee Rice and a third round pick on top. Yes, please.
Yeah, I would take the Rashee Rice side here. From week 11 to week 16, check this out. Target share, 10 targets, 9 targets, 10 targets, 9 targets, 12 targets, 6 targets. So he's getting the work. He was inactive week 17. He's getting the work. And if he was in this draft, this is probably the range that he'd be going in, which is why I think it's fair value as well. Yeah. I mean, I guess if I'm moving this pick right here and I could get Jahmyr Gibbs, I'd probably have to add a little bit to get Jahmyr Gibbs. I would do it. Maybe a Nico Collins. I just think that there's a potential where Nico Collins' ceiling in Houston might be higher than Rashee Rice's in Kansas City, just because Nico Collins is the number one receiving target, period, whereas Rashee Rice is the number one receiver, but maybe not the number one receiving target.
And how much longer? Also, Tank Dell's there. So I think that's a little.
I think for 2 years, and that's when Travis Kelce is probably going to pack it in. So there was talks that he would retire when Jason retires, but
I think he's still making a lot of money over the next 2 years, and he's not a guy that made a lot of money at the beginning of his career. So
yeah, and he's not still, that he's
hurting for money, though.
No, but he's still at the top of his game, too. You know, yeah. It's not like maybe if he had a terrible year, he would consider it, but he doesn't.
He's going for the three-peat right now. They got like last dance vibes, probably. Yeah, not too much, but
I hope they don't get it, for the record.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's hop back into it. Nate and I we're continuing to slide down this draft board. The rookie 112 in Superflex, the given value for this is Javonte Williams. Who's going to be handing the ball off to Javonte Williams? Probably Michael Pratt.
Maybe Bo Nix.
I would like that landing spot for Bo Nix.
Going with Sean Payton offense? Yeah.
Sean Payton, he had Drew Brees. Spencer Rattler's about Drew Brees' size. Be interesting.
Nope.
It'd be funny. It would be cool to see Spencer Rattler back in orange again. I saw him wear an orange hoodie once. That's why I say that. But Nate, what are you doing here? Do you think this is higher, lower, or fair value?
Oh man, I think this is a higher. You know, with Javonte Williams, I like him, but he's going into a contract year, Mike, and he hasn't really ever put together a full impressive fantasy season. So Broncos offense doesn't look great either. I'm not giving a first round pick. If it starts with a one, I'm not giving it up for Javonte. It's got to be a second round pick if I'm trying to get Javonte. I know I need running backs, and it's hard to come by running backs who are starting and getting good volume. And that's where Javonte's upside is. But hey, he's only got 1 year left there. And I can't expect it to be that great of a year because of how the offense looks at the moment. It can look better. And I talked about a month or two ago about Javonte Williams being used as a receiver. And as long as that continues, he's going to have some good fantasy upside. But give me the 112, Mike, here, because I can get a new running back and possibly the RB1 of the class at this point, which I'll take over Javonte Williams. I think Javonte Williams, more like the 203, 204 is where I feel like the value would actually be, like a good value. If I'm selling the 112, instead of Javonte Williams, give me DeAndre Swift on the Bears. I'm interested in that. I think I might be able to maybe get something on top because he's a little bit older, but he's a starting running back. So
RIP Roshan.
Yeah, RIP Roshan for sure. And then if I can't get DeAndre, maybe I need a quarterback. What about Kirk Cousins or Baker Mayfield? You know, what kind of conversation can I start with the 112 there?
I like that a lot. And, you know, Kirk Cousins now in Atlanta Falcon. Baker staying in Tampa, making some money. Good for you, Baker. Hop my higher as well, value-wise. And I think Javonte Williams' value, like you said, like the 202 to 204 range-ish, But why would I trade that for Javonte Williams when I could just wait a couple picks and draft Trey Benson or Jalen Wright as what their Dynasty Rewind ADP is right now? So to get this to be fair, I think, you know, you'd have to add to Javonte like a third or a second to make it worth the 112. But if I'm selling this pick and I needed a player, I would look for like a James Cook, an Isaiah Pacheco, who a lot of people are down on, but he's been really productive for Kansas City. Or I'd even consider like a Kyren Williams. I don't think the Rams are going to add there. I don't know if you can get Kyren Williams for the 112. You might have to add a little bit to it. Or you know what? Stephon Diggs is still putting up some really stellar numbers. And the Bills are going to have to score points because they cut their entire defense for the most part. So they're going to have to do something out there.
And Gabe Davis is gone, so.
Gabe Davis, how do you feel about that contract, him in Jacksonville? I kind of like it.
I like it too. I'm interested to see what happens with Calvin Ridley, if he stays or not. By the time this podcast comes out, we will know.
The Patriots extended him an offer I saw, and they're just waiting to hear back. So if they're waiting to hear back, that tells me he's probably
there's this whole thing where, like, if the Jags don't sign him until Wednesday, they only have to give a third round pick to the Falcons rather than a second round pick. So they're waiting, but Ridley's kind of using it to maybe get the Patriots to pay up more. I don't know. It's weird. But if Ridley stays in Jacksonville, I like Gabe Davis less, obviously, because he's just going to be kind of like a deep threat at that point.
Yeah.
But if Ridley moves on, and if Ridley stays, I think it's great for the offense as a whole, because I think Davis in a downfield threat is a really like one of the best in the league as just a downfield player. But I think he also has some upside to be possibly more than that. So if Ridley does move on, we might have a chance to see it. So
also, now is the time to buy any Patriots players if there's any that you like, because everybody is so off the Patriots. But look, Mac Jones is gone. He's in Jacksonville now. Bailey Zappe, if he's the guy to start the season, he's been very efficient.
DeMario Douglas,
yes. Jacoby Myers signed a contract extension, which I like that for Jacoby Myers and the Patriots too. We don't know what the Patriots are going to be. So now
Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Myers plays for the Raiders.
Sorry, getting my Jacoby's.
But you used to play for the Patriots.
Who was the wide receiver that they signed then?
Kendrick Bourne,
a.k.a. the Jacoby Myers of the New England Patriots. So if you like any of these guys, now's the time to buy on the Patriots. We don't know what they're really going to be yet. All right, Nate, let's move on. We got a couple more here. So a mid-second in Superflex, the cost of this is Jameson Williams. We want to talk about a guy whose value is just all over the place. That's JMO for you. Nate, is this higher, lower, or fair value?
I think this is fair value with the risks/reward that Jameson Williams brings to the table in an offense that I think is a pretty good offense. So I think there's opportunity for him to have some really big weeks. I worry about the consistency of those performances though. And because of that, I'm not super interested in Jameson Williams. I do think he has the value of a mid second though, but if I'm selling the mid second, I'm probably going after a player like Deontay Johnson is who I had written on here. I don't know if you can get him for the 205, now or something like that. You probably have to pay up a little bit more, probably more like an early second. I don't know if you have to spend a first on Deontay. Hopefully people are still down on Deontay enough to spend a first.
The mid-second seems better for him right now.
Yeah. Or Tajay Spears, who actually had the other opposite thing happening in free agency. His value went down from free agency. I'm still interested because I'm not a Pollard fan at all. I think he's toast. So I think this is kind of like a Miles Sanders vibe where – hey, Pollard gets the money, but midseason, Spears is the guy. And even if he's not, Spears is still going to have quite the role there as the receiving back. And I'm excited for Spears. So if you can get him for a mid-second, I think that's pretty good value now.
Do you remember the time that the Panthers were offered two first-round picks for Brian Burns and they turned it down?
I don't know if any team has been as badly run over the past 3 years or so. I mean, God. It goes farther back than that, but the past 3 years especially than the Panthers.
It's like, you know what? And because of how bad it's being run, you're talking about Deontay's value. If he would have went almost anywhere else, his value probably would have went up. But then he goes to Carolina and people have kind of soured on Bryce Young and just the organization as a whole. Just a lot of
It feels mid, like a mid move for a lot of people. And I get it. But hey, I don't think it's mid for fantasy.
For people that are above the age of 35, can you explain what mid means?
Just like mid-tier. Feels like a very average move. But I think it's better.
But I think this is fair value for Jameson Williams. It's right what the value should be, in my opinion, right now. But, you know, some other guys that I would, if I was moving this, that I'd prefer over him, Brian Robinson Jr. Also not worried about the Austin Ekeler signing. I think he's toast as well for the record. I think he's going to be a good depth piece. Probably a guy to vulture 5 to at the most 10 touches a game in some capacity. I would also consider Mike Evans. People are still down on him. He just signed a new deal. He's going to rip off 1,000 yards. Could always have 7 to 11 touchdowns, somewhere around there. Or, hey, need a tight end? Why not grab Jake Ferguson?
Yeah. Actually, I almost put Jake Ferguson on my list, but you already had him on your list. So,
love me some Jake Ferguson.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only thing I like about the Cowboys. Oh, and how they choke in the playoffs every year. First team to ever lose to a 7 seed in the playoffs. I was bringing that up. Cowboys. I'm going to bring it up every podcast if I can. All right, so Nate, this is our last one. A mid-third in Superflex. The given cost of this right now is Josh Palmer. Higher, lower, fair value. What do you think?
Yeah, I had this one down for fair value. And with Josh Palmer, I mean, I think I could even, I could see like an early third, actually, for Josh Palmer's value. Because Or I could also see like a late third. I don't really know how to value Josh Palmer exactly. But if I have a mid-third, Josh Palmer intrigues me because, hey, I think Mike Williams is probably going to get cut any minute here. And it's not like Quentin Johnson was that impressive last year. So you got an aging Keenan Allen. And you got Josh Palmer, who could very well be the wide receiver too. I do expect him to bring some more competition in after they bring, you know, cut Mike Williams. But Josh Palmer has been very productive when he's been called upon before, and he might be called upon again this year. And that could be really good for him because he's in a contract year, Mike. And he's going to be hitting free agency next year at this time, and he will be 25 years old. And Josh Palmer, like I said, has been productive every single time he's been called upon. He might not have ever, you know, been like that elite wide receiver, but he's going to have a market for him when he goes to free agency. And I think he's a productive player when called upon. It's just, how much volume is he going to get? I'm not quite sure yet, but I think the mid-third definitely intrigues me with Josh Palmer. But if I'm selling the mid-third, I'm probably looking for Demario Douglas, who I just mentioned, Rashad Bateman, Cade Otton. Those are the three players I like. I think Josh Palmer is also probably in that realm as well, as a player I'd be looking at with a mid-third.
So I have it that the value is lower than that of Josh Palmer. I think Josh Palmer could go for like a late second, early third right now. I think people are a little higher on him than you're giving him credit for, Nate. He did miss 7 games last year. He had like a knee injury or something like that. I don't remember 100%. Sorry. Meant to look it up. Forgot. Sue me. But he was really productive otherwise. And it's a shame when he got hurt too, because I have a lot of Josh Palmer. Yeah. I love the guy. I do think that this is kind of his year though. To be honest with you, this is where he's going to shine. Yeah. He breaks 1,000 yards. No, I'm not going to bet on it.
That'd be fun, though. Ooh, that'd be fun. You better draft a lot of Josh Palmer in best ball.
There you go. But if somebody said, hey, you know, I'm selling a mid-third, you know, or whatever. If you know what I'm saying, right? Sorry.
Would you buy a mid-third with Josh Palmer, or are you more interested in selling a mid-third for Josh Palmer?
If I could get Josh Palmer for a mid-third, I would do it because I think his value's higher. Sorry, that's how I should have phrased it. I like the deal. Yeah. I would do it. Put my money where my mouth is.
I like it.
But I like Josh Palmer. I would take it. But, you know, he's definitely worth more, in my opinion, at least a little bit. Like 2 or 3 draft spots up. That's all we got for you guys and gals out there. So thank you for listening. Thank you for checking us out. Hey, don't forget, Patreon. Free 7-day trial. We want to see you in the chat. Nate wants to see you there. So until next time, everybody, for Nate, I'm Mike. Thanks again for listening. All right, everyone, that is going to do it for us this week. But if you're headed to a game, make sure you check out SeatGeek.com. It's your one-stop shop for all things live events. It offers the best price available. Use the promo code DynastyRewind. You'll get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Don't forget, if you want to play some best ball, head on over to Underdog. It's the easiest buy-in in fantasy football. And it's not having to worry about setting your lineups, man. That's what it's all about. So again, underdog.com. Use the promo code REWIND, a 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Visit our store over at payhip.com/dynastyrewind. That's where you find our roster reviews. That's where you find all of our manuals and everything like that. Head on over there now. Grab some merch at spreadshop.com. Link is down below. And we want to see you in our community. And that is patreon.com/dynastyrewind. But until next time, everybody, for my faithful co-hosts, Chev Nooney and Nate Christian, I'm your host, Michael Bauer. Be kind, please rewind. Thank you for listening.